Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another gaming show, the all-male edition.
Oh, yes. Keep your clothes on.
It's the full Monty edition of yet another gaming show.
We're talking postage stamps, we're talking first class, everything male.
Wow.
No joke?
Wow.
You guys didn't like that joke?
Wow. No, Jeff. I was trying to figure out how to go there, but you beat me
Mike,
to it.
Mike, you no longer have the crown as the worst joke teller on this show.
Apparently. So... yet another gaming show in market for a new engineer after today.
Yeah. No. No, we love Jeff. Just don't like him on the mic.
Oh.
No, that was Jeff filling in for Ashley, who is in, I believe, sunny Michigan at this point.
Still beardless, by the way, I want to point out.
Yes, Ashley tends to be.
Ashley is still beardless.
I meant Jeff, but yes, Ashley also
beardless. Yeah, you're still technically correct. Jeff, that's where you say hello. Or are you avoiding me now because I insulted you so?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm here.
Oh, I hate good. You without your beard.
I'm still here.
Okay, good.
I was just showing off my stubble. Why can't I shave?
On radio or podcast?
Just yeah, rub your face against the mic for a little bit.
I don't know if you can hear that.
That's gross.
That diseased individual is Ian.
Well, how's it going?
And Mike Dineen is here as well.
Greetings, everyone.
And before I forget, while we're still thinking of Ashley, quick congratulations to Ashley. Her and her boyfriend of many years, they officially got engaged this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. So congrats to her. So
he finally found the princess in the castle.
Congrats.
Yeah, and he did it in Michigan. So it's like, really? That's the most romantic place you could have
gone? Wait, did he do it in Hell, Michigan, though?
Everyone beats
because that's pretty awesome.
Oh, I suppose. Anyway, the theme of this show, moving away from girly crap, because we're all men, damn it. We're going to be chopping wood
later. I'm a lumberjack.
So
and
you
I'm
have
okay.
your review for Barbie's Magical Ride ready, right?
Oh, there's only one review necessary.
I've been watching that new My Little Pony show.
Is that on Cartoon Network?
Yes. My lie broke down very quickly.
Yes.
I actually have that on this tablet right now. We could watch it later if you really want to.
Well, Ian was showing me clips from some Justin Bieber concert he was at, too, beforehand.
When was I doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I was just trying to make
was
up
it
more
in your
lies.
Dreams? Because that's creepy.
More lies. Nothing but lies. No, the theme of this show...
is lies?
Is...
the theme of every show is lies.
There is no cake.
No. The theme of this show, in a sense, it could be lies. If anything, it's more just companies being dicks. This last 24 hours, as we record this, we're recording this on Wednesday night. The last 24 hours has been just
the 24 hours of douche nozzleness.
Yeah, it's just it's just been this constant flood of horrible companies, and we're gonna start
and
with
none of them are Activision.
Strangely enough, no. It's like they're fighting over the douche crown. Is really what it is.
They are plowing
king
the
of the douche.
Hill.
Yes.
They are on the douche canoe, plowing to douche mountain.
How many more times can we say douche in this show?
I don't know.
Can
you're
we get a
douche.
Counter going?
Yeah, it'd be like...
Yeah, we'll put it at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah. So wherever whatever screen you're nearest, it's there. You just got to look
it's
for
also
it.
Available in Braille for those of you.
If any of our fans can find the video podcast, you'll get $100.
That's right. anyway, so we're going to start with douche number one, douche bachelor number one, Electronic Arts. We've talked a little bit about their upcoming origin service. Their competitor to Steam, where you'll be able to get all sorts of Electronic Arts goodness on your PC, including exclusive things like Battlefield 3, The Old Republic eventually. And that's one thing I'm surprised no one brought up in this. Everyone was making a big deal about the fact that this story I'm going to tell about impacts Battlefield 3, but no one's brought up the fact that this impacts The Old Republic. What I'm talking about is that Origin... was revealed this week that it is actually essentially spyware. According to the EULA of that of Origin, it says they can identify your computer operating system, installed and uninstalled software and hardware, and use that information for marketing purposes.
So how are they going to market porn?
how wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Are you a dude? Trying... Do you like ladies? Here's some porn.
Well, yeah. Porn is probably the easiest thing in the world.
I'm just saying EA, you know, how are they going to use that to advantage, you know?
Well, like, what they do is they say, oh, you're a male. They then sell your information to porno companies.
Gotcha.
So what I find more interesting...
And then you unlock the dildo in Battlefield exactly. 3.
Okay. What I find interesting with this is Steam collects information about your computer as long as you allow it to.
Yeah, it's an opt-in thing.
And basically, then it can say, you know, 50% of our players are using NVIDIA graphics cards mm-hmm. of this pedigree or higher. And it really allows the designers to know what their customers are using for gameplay hardware.
Yep.
And it doesn't sound like this is for that at all.
And yet, no. I don't think they use that at all for Civilization V, by the way.
No,
it's
still.
To point out, they're like, nope, buy a new fucking computer. Fuck
yeah.
you.
Well,
bitter much?
Yeah, a bit.
Wow.
It's been a month since he brought it up. So
it's the you're right. I mean, the Steam thing. I mean, that's the obvious comparison.
Yep.
Steam not only is it opt in, I think it's opt in, or at least they make it very clear that how to opt out if you don't want it. It's like irregularly too, isn't it? Isn't like once or twice a year?
Yeah,
they'll
I'm
say
not sure.
they'll do a hardware survey. But it's only, like you said, it's internally used. It's used for developers. It's used to make the games and the service better. It's not used for marketing purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And none of this shocks me and shouldn't shock anybody that EA is going to do this. And it was actually making me think about something I was reading not too long ago where it was talking a lot about Facebook and Zynga and a lot of these other services and free stuff online, and it's I forget who coined the phrase, but it's basically like, if you don't know what they're selling, you are what they are selling. You know, it's like all of these free services, they're designed to sell you are the product, basically.
God, I feel like such a whore now.
You should. Yeah. You should.
You play so many Zynga games, Mike. It's sick.
I know.
Big farm.
Right now, I'm totally playing Zynga poker.
Do they have a poker?
They do have a poker.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, does anyone have anything to say about this? Or, I mean, does it influence your choice in using Origin at any point?
I wasn't going to anyways. EA lost a lot of sales to me by doing this whole, like, fuck you, Origin only kind of bullshit. So, because Steam is so ridiculously awesome. Origin would basically have to do, like, 90% off sales of, you know, shit in order for me to really want to use them.
Well, I think it goes to really like, who do you trust? I mean, mm-hmm. Valve, for whatever reason, I feel like we all completely trust it. We have some faith in it that they're not going to dick us over. They're going to give us good deals and allow us to get our content.
Even though they promised me cake.
They did, but it was a lie.
I know.
Well, they're not intrusive. They send ads, and they might even, I don't know if they target them or not. They don't seem like they're targeted, at least to me, but they're all ads for games that are for sale on the site, you know?
Yeah.
It's stuff that's relevant. It's all within the app. It doesn't email me outside of the app. And
well, I think the big thing is Steam itself is an application for buying stuff. So if they're not trying to sell you stuff, they're failing as an application and as a company. I mean, that's just how the business works.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like this Origin system is going to go deeper and try and get you, like, figure out if you have iTunes and you have, you know, BitTorrent installed, then you're going to be a perfect candidate for this game. So we're going to market this directly mm-hmm. to you. So
it seems kind of double dipping because, I mean, you know, not only are they selling you the game, they're also making money off of what they're selling you.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds retarded. There's a better way to phrase that, but I can't.
They're making
right
money
now.
Off the act of selling
you
by the information that they gather through the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it seems like the more we learn about Origin, just the worse and worse it gets. And each revelation is worse than the last. That's the amazing thing. Like, you couldn't craft this story better. You know, I mean, it's almost fictional in terms of how bad this has been.
Every time you buy a game on Origin, a baby seal is clubbed to death.
Yeah, it's like we our servers are fed with orphans. Like, what? Why? Why would you do that?
No, first the orphan is sold a Lady Gaga CD, then it's put in the server.
They're powered by ponies on like hamster wheels. Being run to death.
Poor ponies.
It's like Menudo.
Yeah.
So if the ponies get too old, they're killed.
And turned into glue.
So,
And
cheap glue, not even like the good stuff.
Yeah.
Which is used by people to huff.
Yes. Yeah, it's only huffing glue. It doesn't actually do.
So then kills brain
kids
cells.
Don't huff
you
glue.
See,
kids
this is
damn
the
not you,
huff
Origin!
Glue.
The wild chain of destruction caused
right.
by EA.
It's pure huffing glue sold only to junkies. homeless junkies at that. It's only distributed to
who
shelters.
Then they hire for the new Madden game.
There you go.
Or their QA testers.
Or their QA testers.
The circle of life continues.
But the douche river continues.
No, the douche river.
I was gonna say, going back to Origin, I don't have a problem with this because most of the games that sound like they're gonna be Origin only, I'm gonna buy on a console. I'm gonna be buying them on Xbox. So,
mm-hmm.
Boo-hoo.
Is it an EA Xbox?
No, it's a Microsoft Xbox. And if the EA's not putting out Madden on Xbox, then they're fucking stupid.
I don't think they are, so.
No, not anymore. They like money.
Well, now here's a conspiracy theory. Since we're just making wild accusations about selling glue to junkies.
Potentially libelous statements.
Yeah, exactly. What about the theory that maybe EA is intentionally making a terrible service to get people to buy shit on consoles?
That would be pretty dastardly.
Yeah.
That's just liquidating
your brand equity in favor of console sales.
Shoot yourself in the foot to make your arm look more attractive? Is that what you're trying to like? I mean, that's...
I didn't say it was a good idea. But, I mean, I got to imagine the margins are better.
Or what's the phrase? Like, cut off your something to spite your...
Cut your nose off to spite your face?
Yeah. That's kind of what it... Seems,
I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I mean, just Jeff saying whatever they're going to buy, I'm going to buy it on console anyway, and I know there's going to be people out there that will buy Battlefield 3 on console as opposed to PC.
Yeah, I don't really, I want to play Mass Effect 3 on Xbox. I don't want to play it on PC.
Yeah.
So you want to use your Kinect.
Yeah. I have both games worth of, a character saved on my Xbox,
I want to finish Mass Effect 2 on the...
Did you ever finish the first one?
No, I just played the second one on the PS3, and then they're like, oh, hey, Kinect support. And I'm like, fuck you. God damn it. I don't have to play that game again. It was already long enough.
The first one's not that long.
Oh, no, I put 40 hours into two.
It's 40-50 hours. It's nothing long.
That's like a good weekend.
Yeah. A really good weekend.
A really good weekend. Oh, yeah.
You have the house
to
yourself.
So only 8 hours of sleep for the entire weekend.
Sleep is for the week.
That's where you buy the cube of, Mountain Dew.
Did Shepard sleep when she fought Saren? No.
No, she did not.
No. And mine is a she.
Mine is also a she. I'm sorry.
I don't know why I sighed at that.
I've had this discussion before.
I don't really feel either way about that revelation.
I don't know what it is, but just, I think, a strong female character that doesn't look like a hoe bag is way more badass than some roided out dude in a video game.
Shepard isn't really roided up, though, is he?
No,
but it's just my general,
You just hate males.
I mean, female
characters.
This is an all-male show. You can't hate males.
You love Gears of War. How do you
reconcile that?
Reconcile, thank you.
I reconcile it by having both my characters in the Fallout games are females.
My main character in World of Warcraft was
an undead female rogue.
Do you have a gender if you're dead?
Well, yeah,
yes.
You still... have the
people.
But
men and women have different bone structures.
You know, I mean, there's
okay, fair
people.
Enough. See, I was thinking more just in the state of composition.
The wang's eventually going
to
fall off.
Yeah, that's really what I was trying to find a more genteel way to put it. But
it's an all-male show.
No,
it works.
No,
yeah.
Don't try. But
speaking of Microsoft, it's getting worse. Like
speaking of wang,
about to have Microsoft's. No, anyway.
Wait, about to have Microsoft's what?
That was a terrible analogy. So to save Evan here,
Thank you.
We're continuing on the douche canoe down douche river to the next spot. So Xbox Live has decided to be a bunch of ass wipes here and be backwards.
We've moved on from douche.
Yeah.
We're now to ass wipes.
Ass wipes. Basically saying that any downloadable games that are a PSN exclusive will never come to Xbox Live, even if there is a chance that they could make money. Basically, their jealousy is prohibiting itself from getting these games unless it's an exclusive or simultaneous release. And it basically is, to quote the EU Xbox boss, we're a little biased, so obviously we're going to look to protect our own space as best we can and get exclusivity. While I can't be specific about the terms and conditions, you can be very confident that we seek to maximize our own advantage to ensure the playing field is even and certainly plays to our advantage whenever possible.
That is like the most awesome corporate triple speak I've ever heard
in my
life.
What's this last part here?
Exclusivity.
exclusivity.
Yeah.
I can't say it either.
So. Maximize our advantage to ensure the playing field is even and also to play to our advantage whenever possible. Like, that's contradictory.
Yeah, it's like a quadruple negative.
We want it to be even, but more even for us.
Yeah.
I don't know why I went.
We
want to
make the playing field even for everyone,
but
us.
Only us. I don't know what the hell character did I just kind of go.
I have no idea what character you ever do. So I mean, if I can translate it to a slightly less terrible way of putting it, it's. What I'm sure he's meaning is basically like Sony's doing whatever they can to make the plant. They're, you know, doing whatever they can to take any advantage they can. So if every company works to their advantage, the playing field is even. But like that's still stupid.
Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't sound as, you know, horribly just bending the English language badly.
Here becomes the problem. Like, I'm hearing that, like, for instance, Limbo on the PSN,
yes,
has got more shit. And seems to be slightly better than it was on the Xbox Live. So if you're like, you're going to get these exclusives that will eventually be big, and then we'll be like, hey, Sony, we want to make some money off you too.
Well, that was actually brought up in the comments for the Destructoid article, where Sony has a policy that if a game was exclusive to Xbox and then comes to PS3, either on the store or in disc form, it has to have more stuff. It has to have additional content. That apparently that's like a policy.
More!
And a lot of people were saying, well, that's the same thing. You know, Sony is putting stipulations on, if you want to play with, play in our sandbox, you got to follow these rules, and that's the exact same thing as Xbox. And I think that's kind of stupid. I think that's a dumb argument.
At least with Sony, it's like, oh, yeah, you can come play in our camp, but you got to make sure to bring a 12-pack instead of 6. Versus Microsoft is kind of like, no, you were at Sony's party. Fuck you, get off my lawn.
Well, I think Evan brings up a good point. It's how you define exclusivity. If it simply means that it's the same game, or if they just add additional content to change it a little bit, does that mean it's now different and so, you know, a slightly different game? Will it be allowed in? And you got to think with the games like Bastion or Limbo or some of the Super Meat Boy, the big titles, if they were first on PSN, Xbox would welcome those with open arms.
According to this, they won't, though.
Nope.
And it's the face you're making is kind of telling.
No, we don't want your money.
I don't know.
That's what they're saying.
I got a feeling that they would turn head on this if it's like, but you're going to make buttloads of fucking money.
But
you,
I mean,
dumb
I think
fuck.
Think of games like Joe Danger, Echo Chrome, Everyday Shooter. I mean, there's been plenty of PlayStation exclusives that would make money on Xbox, and they never went there. And some of that, I know Joe Danger was mostly funded by Sony, and some of those other exclusives, they have a bit more of a money arrangement. But I don't understand this. I don't understand this mentality of no, you're not going to be on there, because it's not like it costs them anything.
No.
I wonder how much of this is actually going to hurt Microsoft, though, because most of these games are not sort of deal breaker games. They're not AAA titles. Is there any must have downloadable title?
Well, this goes beyond downloadable.
Elevator Action Deluxe.
They're saying that this is for disc titles,
this
too?
This is for disc titles as well.
Okay.
This is all
I was
Xbox.
Under the impression this was just arcade.
No, the Destructoid article is actually shittily written, and it's not terribly clear.
Yeah. Oh.
But there's a link to the Eurogamer interview where he said all this stuff. So I suggest reading the Eurogamer article.
Got to follow the links back to the original source, baby.
Yes. Right, baby.
I don't know.
I don't know why I got really kind of gung-ho about that, but, you know.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, as the owner of both consoles, I kind of shrug my shoulders.
I love how it's both now and not all three.
Well,
but
I have the Wii,
no,
but it doesn't
I know.
Count.
I own
both consoles, and then he's got this toy made by Nintendo.
That wasn't a shot on you. Just, you're not the first person I've heard say both consoles.
I have both consoles. I have a Nintendo and a Super Nintendo. So
nice. Yes. Nicely done.
But I kind of shrug my shoulders, but at the same time, for all my buddies that have just the PS3 or just the Xbox, you want them to be able to play everything that's fun. Mm-hmm. And that's what's frustrating, is it's just limiting gamers to saying, nope, you're not part of the Xbox community, get off my lawn. They're that old cranky guy now.
Mm. I also got to wonder why this Microsoft guy, I forget what his position was.
He's something in Europe.
Yeah. Why you'd say this? Like, this strikes me as one of those policies that that a lot of companies have, but no one talks about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure.
Because when it gets out, it's going to make people mad like this.
Yeah. Why would you say that?
Like an unspoken rule.
What's wrong with you? Now, Act 3 of this little douche circus or douche drama. I don't know. We really
feels
need
like a play.
Yeah, it feels like a play. Some sort of
arsenic and old douche. Oh,
you know, if there's a douche,
I'm just gonna vomit over here.
If there's a douche on the wall in Act 1, it has to be used by Act 3.
It has to be used by Act 3. Not it.
Nice.
This is a company that is not anywhere new in the realm of
douche and Mockingbird.
Yeah, okay, stop.
Everyone expects this company to practice douche
but
thoroughly.
This is
Division.
But this is a level. I mean, this is, you know, to
douche-cromacy.
To quote a Simpsons line, one of my favorite Simpsons of all time, it's like, this has now progressed to the level of cartoon super douchery. Okay, I mean, this is just like horrible. Like, why? Why would you do this? And of course, we're talking about the big GameStop versus, I'm going to say it's versus because, you know, it's against everything, but versus Deus Ex.
Here. It's not really versus Deus Ex, though. It's just
versus
on live.
They're,
it's versus on live. Okay, well, so we'll go back to the start.
You start over.
A GameStop internal memo leaked earlier this week, maybe even today.
Yeah, it was
published
actually
about 8 hours ago from when we're recording this.
Yeah.
Asking GameStop employees to open up sealed new boxed PC copies of Deus Ex, the new Deus Ex Human Revolution game, take out the special coupon for a free copy of the game on the digital download on live service, take that out of the box, and then reseal the game, put it back on the shelves.
And do what with the code?
Throw it away.
Go home and play it. I mean,
sell it on eBay.
The assumption here is that GameStop is going to be going into direct competition with OnLive starting soon, and they don't want to be promoting the service with a product that they sell in their stores.
Mm-hmm. What I particularly like about this story is the comment by someone in PR, someone in GameStop PR, that was basically like, yeah, they put in a coupon without telling us, so we're within our rights. Like, no.
No.
I don't think that is within your rights.
They've already got a coupon.
They've
already figured out that their rights include opening the games, giving them to their employees, having the employees play them for a week, and then sealing them back up as new. So that's apparently within their rights. This is much less than that. Mm. I think it's just, you know, it's bad for Deus Ex because they're kind of caught in the crossfire here.
Mm-hmm.
They're the game title that's being, you know, banded around because of this controversy, when really it's a disagreement between GameStop and OnLive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for background, OnLive is
You gotta
help me on this.
It's a cloud-based console.
That's what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. It was the set-top console.
Yeah.
You can play it on your computer. I played a little bit on I used my Xbox controller on my PC, and I streamed like one of the ATV racing games for a little bit. It works pretty well. For a racing game, that's why I wanted to test it on, because that's where reaction actually matters. I mean, the graphics were a little muddy. It wasn't like playing on my big PC, but it was enjoyable. So it'd just be basically like, hey, you're not big by your big PC. You don't have your big tower of power. Well, you can still play it on any, basically, machine.
And then it has like a console that you can hook up to the TV with it, too. You can take
your
game.
Yeah, see, I remember the console. I didn't know that they were doing
the
PC streaming.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
It's kind of like Netflix.
Well, and the timing for this, for OnLive's part, worked out really well, because they just had a promotion where if you pre-order Arkham City, you got the console for free, and that's like $100 off.
Nice.
So, I mean, there's this flood of new consoles out there.
And they were doing
trying to push the service. I mean, that's part of what this was. This is a big tentpole AAA game, possibly the biggest game besides Madden to come out this month.
They also did the same promotion with Homefront as well.
Did they?
Yeah. If you pre-ordered Homefront, you got the console free.
Not everyone makes the right decisions there.
Shut up.
But this is OnLive trying to push their service and trying to grow their business in a way that I think is actually pretty cool. I mean, you've already bought the game. You already own it in a physical copy. Why not try it on our service?
Well, it's just like
that's like
Portal 2 gave, when I got the PS3 copy, I've actually been playing it on PC now, because you can unlock it on PC and play it on PC full copy. No restrictions.
They
no
gave
nothing.
Away a Steam code. And
yeah.
in the box.
Brilliant move. The thing I wonder about is, like, why haven't they pulled, like, Xbox Live passes or, like, any digital coupon? To me, I think that's something cool as a consumer. Like, it's a bonus little, like, trinket that you don't expect. You open up the box, and now you're going to try a new service. Competition's good. If they want to compete, they need to be better than OnLive.
The weird, I think the difference is that they... It's not a direct competition between you know, Xbox Live versus OnLive, and also I think they think OnLive is small enough to push around. Yeah. I think if GameStop was gonna pull any shit with Microsoft, you would not see Xbox games in GameStop.
No,
you just wouldn't. Microsoft's like, fuck, we don't need you.
Yeah, we'll just give it to anywhere. Walmart.
Microsoft's been chomping at the bit to go to just screw all the retail.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, GameStop, but I think OnLive still has the perception of being small enough that you can they could do this.
They're a newcomer to the game.
Who's the publisher of Deus Ex?
Square Enix and Eidos.
Eidos and Square Enix are both a part.
So it'll be interesting to see how they compensate the gamers who had the coupon taken away.
Funny you should ask that. I actually have breaking news right here. So after igniting the controversy that we just spoke of, GameStop is pulling all of its copies now of Deus Ex from the shelves, the PC version of it, I should clarify.
Okay.
So
yeah, because this code was only for...
For the PC version. According to a Kotaku article, GameStop is pulling all the copies of Deus Ex for the PC version off the shelf, apparently from a deal between Square Enix and GameStop in order to pull this. And the comment here was basically at the end, pulling a popular title from your shelf can't be good for business if you're GameStop, but if you're the publisher of said game, didn't you just kind of admit defeat?
I think that's better for GameStop in the long run. I mean, that's if they don't agree with something within the boxed product, don't sell the product, the entire product. Don't change the product and put it back out on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Well,
selling it as if it were the full product.
I'm sure it's the same for a lot of people, but there's a GameStop about a half a mile away from a Best Buy, about a half a mile away from a Target. If I want a game, I'm not necessarily married to any one store. I'm going to look and see who's going to give me a deal, and if not, just go to whatever's closest.
I mean, and to me, it usually ends up being who's going to give me the best pre-order bonus, too, if I'm pre-ordering a game.
And again, this is PC only, so...
This is 1% of total sales.
I mean,
GameStop
really
has a PC selection.
Well, not normally.
Yeah, it's a shelf. It's one shelf.
Yeah,
and half of that is Diablo war chests.
Yeah, and the funny thing is they won't take used PC games either.
Exactly. No one takes used PC games.
Computer Revolution used to.
Used to.
Yeah, that was back when those stores still existed.
There's one in Roseville.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was shocked. Like, I keep assuming it's closed. But
no, it's still there.
It's like, wow, you can sell all these used parts for nearly full price.
Yeah,
it's kind of like when I see a Kmart, though. Wow. In the same way, I'm like,
your prices are so high.
Honestly, I mean, in the end, you know, Squaresoft, big deal. I mean, I'm sure them pulling off the shelves is
Squaresoft.
Sorry, my old man is showing. Yeah, I apologize.
Their old U.S. distributor.
Square Enix, they're fine. I'm sure them pulling it off the shelves was them buying it back, so they can resell that to Target and to all that stuff. Plus, it's the PC version. 90% of those people are going to get it on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I'm sure that was a fraction of their total sales. But it makes them look like the aggrieved party, as also with OnLive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, OnLive comes out in here looking like, you know, the beat puppy here. It's just like, really?
You can just go like...
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, part of me does kind of is very intrigued on this now to, you know, be like, well, what is this OnLive?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What is such an awesome service that the great and mighty GameStop is scared of it?
Yeah. You know, I won't lie. Like, I was kind of a hater on OnLive for a while until I actually tried it.
As was I, and I would like to try it. I would like to be wrong about it.
You can try it for free. Just go to the website. It's pretty brilliant. Because I have a big machine, it's hard for me to actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see if you didn't want to invest in computer hardware, how it'd be great.
It's good for laptops. It's good for stuff
like
that.
I really wanted... God, I cannot think of the name of it.
Civ 5 to work?
No, Civ 5 works beautifully. I just had to buy a new computer to get that to work. No, there was some service, not Gamefly, I think it was GameTap.
Yeah, GameTap.
Had that,
I had GameTap
original
for a few
idea.
Years.
And to me, they never seem to quite work.
It wasn't streaming, though. It still had to download
the
game.
Yeah. It was a subscription service. You subscribe to their library.
Right.
You could play Sonic,
I stayed subscribed to it because that's where the only place you could get Sam and Max games for
for a long
for
time.
For, like,
yeah.
At least through the first season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that was kind of GameTap's last hurrah was the Sam and Max, like, the first season of Sam and Max, because I don't even know if they're still around anymore.
Oh, I don't think so. I canceled my service 3-4 years ago, so.
When they went the kind of freemium model where you had the free
that
accounts.
Was their last hurrah. Yeah, that was at the point where I stopped playing any other game and was just like going on there once a month for the new Sam and Max. And
yeah, but I mean,
but they had a decent service while it lasted. They just had a lot of older games, so you kind of you get into that mode where you just try something. You treat everything you download as a demo, so. Mm-hmm. You never really play something for that long.
So where do you actually go, I guess for me and people who are not familiar with it, where do you actually get the console from? Do you have to order it from them? Or
yeah,
I
think they ship it to you.
Or, okay. Or if you have a Mac or a PC, you can download a client and play right on your computer.
Sure.
So yeah.
Like I said, the idea of being able to go from, let's say I'm upstairs in bed playing on it, and then I decided to get up in the middle of the night. I don't know. I'm trying to think, for some reason, if I wanted to utilize the same thing as like a Netflix or a DVR type
thing.
You
just pick it up on whatever computer. I think that's a really cool aspect of it,
or pick it up on any computer if you don't want to play it on the big screen TV.
Yep.
Well,
I think the cool thing is that there was a rumor for a while that they were going to make an iPad app and a Bluetooth controller. So you could output from your iPad to your TV, play on this controller. So really, you can go to any TV in your house, plug in HDMI, and just start playing. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of value for that, when you start living with your wife and, kids or whatever you have.
Well, it's kind
just
of...
Just to go to any TV and play.
It's kind of the promise of Wii U.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of that mobile gaming in the sense of it's movable around the house.
Yeah.
Like, it's you're not tethered to one particular piece of technology.
For sure.
But again, GameStop...
You are the dicks in this case, GameStop.
And here's the other thing. How did they think this was not going to get out?
Well, it's the same thing. How didn't they think the whole letting their employees play a game a week earlier and then resealing the shit as a new game would never get out either?
Especially after that. Because GameStop employees are like the most gossipy motherfuckers in the business. Like, GameStop can't do anything without somebody blabbing. Because all of their employees are the guys that are reading these blogs.
And all their employees kind of hate working there.
Yeah. In fact, there was a guy, I think he writes for Giant Bomb, I'm not sure, a guy named Alex Navarro. He was just soliciting old GameStop employee stories all day and just retweeting them. It was pretty funny.
I just assume that every ex-GameStop employee has opened a blog about how terrible working at GameStop was.
Oh, my God. It's just... Why?
And yet they all seem to like wave their dicks like it's a flag, with the fact that they work at GameStop.
Because it's kind of like it's you're working in the industry without actually having to do anything.
You worked at a game store.
Yeah, exactly. It's living the dream.
Like I worked at a CD store for 3 months in high school.
Tell me about how the music industry operates, Jeff.
It was awful.
Oh my God.
It was one of the worst jobs I've ever had.
Did you ever get to meet, like big time
my boss?
Oh my God, did you ever meet like musicians? Oh my God,
like Kid Rock?
Oh my God.
And we're done. Okay, so
I'm looking to Evan like I want him to say something.
Help,
I want you to
bear.
I want
this.
You to beat him down.
That's
what I was trying to communicate
I'm
with my
tired.
Eyes.
I'm too tired. I don't know. I just don't know anymore. This GameStop story has depressed me, so...
Then let's move on.
Which is annoying, because, like...
Is it kind of like being sold a Latin American tablet?
Damn you, Woot.
Hola, Zune!
Oh, I'm so pissed. I should explain this. So, they're pushing out the new version of Honeycomb, which is the Android tablet software, and I couldn't update it. Like, it would let me download it, it would let me... install it, and it would like try to reboot and be like, you failed. I'm like, what the fuck? So I did some looking online. Apparently all of the Zooms that they sold on Woot a few months ago were the Latin American editions, and they just kind of put the English software over it, and the Latin American edition is not supported in the new software. So, but apparently Motorola is going to be fixing it. And I have to say, they didn't realize that Woot was doing this. So Motorola very graciously is offering to fix it.
Are they taking away your OnLive code?
They are. They opened it up. Woot
took out your English.
That's
version.
Right. That's right.
And Woot, put in the Latin.
Yeah, yeah. Woot opened up the box. They took out the English, and then resold it to me. Bastards.
No. I mean, didn't you notice the cocaine on it when you bought it out of the package?
I thought that was just like the shipping
packing dust. Packing
dust,
yeah.
The shipping dust. Apparently somebody sent anthrax to Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
I heard about that. Why?
Why? Old Drew Carey fans, I guess. I don't know.
Can we move on, please?
No. Yes. No.
Please.
Please. Speaking,
okay, this we've
now gone to damn you, Origin.
We've gone from like super douchey and now to more
retarded,
more conditionally douchey. I don't know
if I would call this like really a D-bag move. I think it's just it's confusing. So Nintendo basically is going to have a special meeting right before TGS, the Tokyo Game Show, on September 13th. It's all centered around the 3DS.
And they're all going to commit seppuku at this meeting, right?
there will be all three games being developed for the 3DS.
Yes. Kid Madden. Icarus, Mario Kart 7, and the new Mario 3D game.
Wait, what about Madden 12?
Yeah.
What about Luigi Kicker?
Luigi Kicker? Is that where you just kick Luigi?
What about the Bit Trip? Isn't there a Bit Trip game coming out for the 3DS?
A Bit Trip game would be tight, so.
I think there was a Bit Trip game coming out for the 3DS.
I think that was Donald.
Chris Cluey's professional punter.
It's just nice.
Thunk.
Punter trainer.
Thunk.
Now for the Kinect.
Finger punter. Chris Cluey's finger punter. That just sounds like
if
a
Chris
sex act.
Listen.
Sorry, Chris.
We love you.
You're a friend of the show now, so we can make fun of you.
That's right.
So there's a French gaming site that's been basically saying that there was a rumor that this 3DS announcement will be centered on a redesign in which they will add a second analog stick. And for the original purchaser, you'll be able to buy a $10 add-on to give yourself the second analog stick. And
how
also,
much are they going to do for the fucking people who wanted to buy it first?
I know.
It's not even going to be the same machine.
And they're gonna
eventually they're going to apologize to all the Nintendo people for them releasing Super Nintendo. It's like, we're sorry.
Are you kidding?
Here's a new console.
They just had a big deal about how, oh, it's the 20th anniversary of the Super Nintendo. Fawn.
Yeah. Anyway.
They're going to apologize over the GameCube.
Well, so they also kind of other rumor is that they're going to downplay the 3D aspect of the system.
So they're going to call it the 3D sort of S? Or the sort of
3DS?
No,
3 sort of DS?
No, it'll be the DS.
Yeah.
They'll just add some more freaking letters in there. You know, the XLIP 3DS, and the 3DS kind of gets lost in the...
Well, you got to separate the 3 and the D. It's 3XLPIDS.
3XD, yeah.
Well, the first
that
game...
way they call it the PIDS. PIDS.
PIDS. Can we please let Ian finish his sentence?
No!
No!
Damn you, Origin!
I think the big thing is I was so close to buying a 3DS this weekend, and then I basically, you know, start reading the news this week. It's like, no, you pretty good that
just,
you didn't.
Just wait.
Yeah, just wait. They're going to release a new one.
Ian? The Vita will be out eventually.
I know, but I've been playing a lot of Chrono Trigger, and I'm married to my DS now.
So how are they going to do an attachment analog stick?
I have no idea. It's going to like maybe clip on the right-hand side or something like that, and you like plug it into some peripheral port.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing
like
suction cups,
sounds
a clamp,
terrible.
And like
what,
a wire.
What happened to Nintendo? Like, they were, like, they could do no wrong. They could, like, literally, there was nothing they did that was unsuccessful for a good 4 years. And now it's just like they just all took retard pills in the last 6 months.
I got it. A bunch of people from Sony went to go work for Nintendo.
Well, I think the big thing is...
Old GameStop employees.
I'm not losing hope on the 3DS. And no offense to Jeff, but the original DS design did not excite me at all. Then also when they redesigned it...
It does look like a bit of like a brick.
Yeah.
It looks like an N-Gage.
It looks like a 3DS.
It looks 10 years
for
old.
Everyone...
You just sound like you're whimpering.
Yeah,
I love you.
Good Lord, we've devolved to DS puppetry.
Yeah, for everyone on the netcast, Jeff is making faces with his DS.
He's rubbing it on himself.
I think the gas leak in the house is
it's
cropped up.
Very hot in here since we started recording.
Yeah.
I'm gonna open a window here. Go ahead.
Just because I took my shirt off. So.
Oh. Sexy. So I think
please finish the sentence you tried to finish 3-4 minutes ago.
Well, I think the big thing is once the DS Lite came out, which really wasn't that radical of a design, it's just slimmer, you know, more forming, really sold me on the system, and I love the DS ever since then. So I think there's room for the 3DS. It doesn't have to be a graphical powerhouse. It just has some design flaws that makes it less than ideal right now.
Well, you know, you and I were talking about the show, talking before the show, and I am interested in trading up.
Yeah.
So I've been interested in trading up for a while now. I was looking at the DSi, the XL at various times. It's just not my regular old, you know, bulky DS just still works. So
yeah,
I don't have, and the 3DS, the first one, I keep saying, like, whenever they put out a good game for it, a game worth actually buying, that will probably what will get me to
you
trade
don't
up.
Want Street Fighter 4?
I don't like fighting games. Sorry.
Are you a man?
I don't like first-person shooters either, so I'm kind of like SOL.
Yeah, well, we'll stop giving you that
Lady
test.
Jeff.
That's why you got rid of the beard. I see.
He became a lady.
You're not going to play Madden with me right now, are you?
I will play Madden with you.
I don't think you will. Do I have to show you how to play it?
Possibly. Yes.
God. Fail.
I played a game of Madden with my dad because we gave my little brother Madden for Christmas last year.
Uh-huh.
And me and my dad played each other, and it was just a game of, what does this button do? How do I pass?
That's why I don't play with my dad after a while.
My dad ended up beating me.
when it was 42-0 at halftime, I'm like, all right, Dad.
I was thinking about this. You know, back in the old Nintendo days, you could sit down in front of a game, never played before, and you just go, what does what?
A and B.
Because there were two buttons.
I know. You do that now, it takes a half hour.
Yeah.
I know, because now it's like, well, if you
that's hit my
it
old man showing
if you
again.
Hit it lightly, it does this. If you jam on it, it does this. And
that's my problem. I always jam on the button as hard as
I know,
I can.
And I have to. I like have to, every year when the new Madden comes out, I have to kind of retrain myself that no, pounding on the buttons doesn't always a good thing.
Throw harder.
Throw the controller at the TV. No, bad.
So basically, my best wish is for Nintendo and their redesign, and hopefully it doesn't, you know, basically cannibalize their company.
Yeah, I just,
you know, I don't know. I still think they're doing fine.
They're
surviving.
They're far from unprofitable at this
point.
They're not
Sega. They're not in danger of going out of business.
Just one of the engines on the plane is smoking.
Yeah.
There's issues.
Well, the other thing, I was looking at my DS game collection. I think I have, handful of games. 80% of them have Mario on the title.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's very much my
first party.
Mario Machine, maybe some Square games, old Square RPGs.
The 3DS is still selling better than the Xbox, apparently, in Japan. What with all the stories of the Xbox not being going to be marketed in Japan anymore.
Yeah, they just gave up.
Yeah,
so
F it.
Yeah, part of that was the Xbox had just reached like 1.5 million sold in Japan, and even the failure of a 3DS reached that in a couple months, and the Xbox been out for 5 years.
I think what's interesting is it goes to show the power of the Xbox in the other territories. You know, just
the lack of power, you mean?
No, the power of the Xbox of selling in all the other territories, like Europe and, you know, the Americas.
The
territories that aren't, Japan. Okay.
Well, I mean, I think U.S. is the big chunk of the Xbox's business.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Xbox is still outselling PS3 in the U.S., but that's not the case in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, PS3 is catching up on Xbox, and obviously Japan, it's going to be doing better. So it's more of a testament as to the strength of the U.S. market, which, you know, again, is kind of a no-brainer, but it's still kind of amazing to see that a company can rely almost... I don't want to say exclusively, but heavily on one particular geography. Speaking of Xbox, though, we have one of my favorite stories. And it was one of those where, depending on where you read it, you got kind of an interesting debate about
spin.
It. Yeah, I guess. I originally saw this on Kotaku, where they had basically said, a troll sues Microsoft for $500 billion. And
insert Eat Dr. Evil
pinky. Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
$500 billion.
Yes. And it came down to the guy was basically doing kind of legal shenanigans and he was, you know, yada, yada, yada. But then I actually read the story. It's actually out of Seattle. The story came from the Seattle, it's PI. But
Post Intelligencer.
Is it Post Intelligencer? Thank you. Mm-hmm. And the way the story goes is that this particular guy, he's from Arkansas. His name is David Stebbins. He decided to unilaterally amend the terms of service for Xbox Live. And so what he did was he basically said, I'm changing the agreement. You have, according to the contract, you have 10 days to reply.
He notified Microsoft.
He notified Microsoft that he's changing the agreement, and basically you have 10 days to reply, and they will construe non-replying as acceptance. So what he did was he added a line into the terms of service that says Microsoft should pay him $500 billion. He then notified them through mail. They never responded. And therefore, according to him, that is now the terms of service.
They implicitly accepted.
They implicitly accepted. And his argument that wasn't brought up in the Kotaku article, and I think that was shitty writing on their part, because actually raises an interesting point, because the point that this guy is trying to make, at least somewhat, is that companies will do the opposite all the time. They'll change the terms of service, and they assume that since you continue using the service, you accept the new thing. And, I mean, it's pretty standard contract EULA law. So he's just kind of turning that on his ear. Now, whether it's actually going to do anything, who knows? But, and it doesn't help that this guy is kind of a dick. He is...
Along the douche theme again.
Yeah, again. He according to a federal legal database search, he has filed more than a dozen legal claims within the last year. And some of them he alleged discrimination by companies, including Walmart, that refused to hire him, claiming it was because of his Asperger syndrome, which is immediately immediate red flag for you're an idiot.
This is kind of like the guy that was going around suing everybody and trying to get the guys from.
It was Johnny something. Yeah, he was an inmate that was suing everyone, and he tried to sue Tiger Woods for.
This is a guy that got like booted from Xbox Live.
Yeah, he was trying to set because he thought he got unfairly booted.
And then he was subpoenaing the guys from.
That was the guy.
Like,
yeah,
from bands and whatnot.
Yeah, like Journey or Foreigner.
No, but it was
bands.
Like Depeche Mode or something.
Yeah, Depeche Mode.
Like that.
You're
yeah.
right. You're right. It was Depeche yeah. Mode.
I was trying to think of it. I'm like, come on.
It was one of those 80s bands.
I'd like to subpoena the guy from Journey because he knows how hot-blooded I am right now.
That's Foreigner.
He doesn't stop believing.
There you go. That's better. Why do I know that? The only reason I know that was Foreigner is because that was one of the songs referenced in one of the best Aqua Teen Hunger Force episodes ever, which is the Foreigner belt. So
I don't need no instructions and know how to rock.
That's right. One of the best lines on Cartoon Network ever. Back when it was good.
Oh.
Back when they showed cartoons. It's a crazy thought, I know.
Back when it wasn't called Aqua Unit Patrol Squad.
Yeah, that's what it's called now.
Yeah, that's the name of the show now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Because they moved to, like, Seattle or something, right?
I'm so glad I don't have cable anymore.
Yeah, they're not in New Jersey anymore. God. They're in, like, Seattle or some shit.
Speaking of people taking retard pills, let's talk about Adult Swim for a second here.
I love a lot of their programming.
No,
Children's Hospital, fantastic.
Oh, God.
Venture Brothers, one of my favorite shows ever.
Venture Brothers is the exception.
NTSF, very funny.
Do they still do Metalocalypse? Did that go away, or...
Did they do what?
Metalocalypse? Does that ever come
in? It's just in production on their next season. So they claim they're coming back.
What's NTSF?
Paul Scheer. Are you familiar with the comedian Paul Scheer from Human Giant?
Yes.
His show, it's a parody of CSI type shows. The full title is NTSF SDSUV. National Terrorism Safety Force San Diego Sport Utility Vehicle. It's really funny. It's just a parody of like CSI type procedural shows.
Is it
a
cartoon?
Yeah. No, it's live action.
Okay, I was going to say, is it still on Cartoon Network?
It's on Adult Swim, which is technically it's a separate network, although they share the same channel.
No, it's not a separate network. It's kind of like Nick at Night.
No, they actually are a separate network.
Yeah, they're a
like,
separate company.
Are
like
they?
By the they're just both owned by Viacom. They share the channel bandwidth.
Well, all right.
But technically they're tracked as a separate network by ratings and stuff like that.
Fair enough. Still say it's on a channel called Cartoon Network. Put some fucking cartoons on it. Put that stupid shit on MTV where no one else will watch it.
Yeah, but then fucking Snooki will be
on
the show. And then
I don't care. Everyone involved, if you do live action on Cartoon Network, you deserve herpes. So has
anyone else here seen the Black Dynamite pilot?
Yes.
The animated. That was fucking good.
And that's the kind of show that should be on because it's a cartoon.
I want to see that show all the time.
You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the movie's awesome.
Oh, I know.
What?
What do you think, Captain Kangaroo Pimp?
That's only funny to people that have seen the movie.
What is this that you're...
It's Black Dynamite. It's a parody of like 70s blaxploitation movies. Michael Jai White stars in it.
I want to see this now.
It's really funny.
It was on Netflix. But
it's
no
not
longer.
Anymore?
No. It went off like a month or two ago.
Fiendish Dr. Wu and your kung fu treachery.
We've got a lot. We still have a lot to talk about. This guy's stupid. I just thought it was kind of entertaining. Because it is an interesting... I love the idea of
Well, he seems kind of shady in his methods, too, because it claims like he intentionally emailed it to the wrong people in Microsoft.
Oh yeah, yeah. The guy is shady as hell.
Yeah.
But any kind of anything that starts a discussion about EULAs and contracts that are put in by users and companies, I think is worth having. It's just a shame that this douche lord had to be.
Well, EULA law just seems so unchallenged. And
I know.
I'm sorry, I'm not a pro on EULA law. I'm a pro on bird law.
Bird law?
Do you not watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I've watched the first episode of that. I've never watched anything past it.
Oh, so good.
I tried to watch it with
let's all
with
reference shows that half of the panel is not familiar with.
Yeah. Let's Mike, you're on General Hospital. Go.
No, I was going to just courting Archer. But.
Oh, that's a brilliant show.
I'm a season behind on that, too. But
they only have the one season.
No, there's two seasons.
Well, I know. Yeah, I haven't seen the second season. I only see what Netflix gives me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, one more story before we start talking about some cool shit.
Yeah, well, this is kind of cool. So, there is a study done by the European Economic Research, Baylor University, and University of Texas in Arlington. And basically, they came to two conclusions. One is that there is like a temporary increase in aggression when people do play violent video games. But the more interesting
part... No, there isn't.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Let
shut
Ian up. Finish a damn up, sentence.
No. So there's a temporary like aggression increase when people play violent video games. But they found that crime rates actually drop when people play video games. Because there's this effect where if people are playing video games, they're in a kind of a positive environment. They're in their living room in front of a TV, in front of a video game system, doing something. So the fact that they have something to fill their time with means they're not out doing crime. So while they might have a...
Seems like an obvious statement of the year.
Yeah, well, that's basically what this comes to. And their kind of point is this this three-panel research committee said, when, you know, countries or states are looking at banning the sale of violent video games to youth, they should really reconsider it because they found that video games cause crime rates to drop.
I love all these panels. Like, these people get all this money to figure out the obvious, like, all the time. It's like, obviously, if you are in the middle of playing a game, you don't really... You can't simultaneously be robbing a liquor store unless you're somehow playing on your 3DS.
True, but I don't like that argument because most of the time, things like that are obvious because of studies like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, it's, you know, and it's not obvious enough until studies like this. Like we can make an argument, it's like, oh, I've never killed anyone because I've played video games. That's fine. That holds no water in terms of a greater understanding of humanity.
Well, I think the big thing is they looked at both effect. I mean, when I go play Gran Turismo for a couple hours and then get in my car, first thing I do is put it in sport mode and drive crazy. Like, it affects me. It makes me want to drive.
Oh, sport mode. Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
My transmission has, like, three modes.
Oh, no, I heard spurt mode. I'm like, spurt what the fuck kind of car do you have?
Back to the porn.
It sounds like one of those old 40s
yeah, no,
jalopies.
I will totally admit that with Saints Row and Grand Theft Auto. That
you're going
very
hookers?
I know. Well, that too. I do that normally. That I get very cautious as soon as I see a cop.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit.
I know. I did that too. I've done that before too, where I was playing Grand Theft Auto 4 a lot, and I'd drive to work afterward, and I used to live near a... Well, I still do, weirdly enough, but I used to live next to a different police station, so there was always cops in my area anyway. So it was always kind of nerve wracking for that 30 seconds. Like, wait, I'm not actually... I actually own this car. Never mind.
Yeah,
we're okay.
Yeah. Well, I think the big thing is game politics goes to point out that there are other studies that prove that that's a short term effect. I mean, you drive to Target or whatever, you do your shopping, and then you drive normal on the way back, you know. It's a short-term effect. But that greatly, and they specifically said in the United States, the fact that people have something else to do greatly outweighs that temporary level of aggression increase.
That's kind of the same argument behind, like, midnight basketball.
Yeah. Give the kids something to do so they're not out doing crime.
It makes you wonder what people's temporary effect is when playing Catherine.
To grow horns.
Pantslessness.
And, yeah, hug a pillow, climb a wall.
No. I've got this urge to just pull shit out of nowhere and try to fuck a crazy girl right now.
I don't need Catherine. Never mind. Oh. I love moving boxes. What do you think?
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah,
did
yeah.
you, man?
I can clearly tell by your basement.
That's right. Someday we'll be done renovating.
Oh, God.
Wait, so a lot of those boxes of DVDs and movies are... renovations?
Well, the DVDs were there, but they're blocked by the renovations. I'm getting rid of them, but there's other stuff renovating in front of it.
So. Or The Sims. I'd like to know the short-term effects of playing The Sims.
Just go around and...
go get a job.
Nice. You pick people up and you bring them into showers and just push them in. And
you push people into pools and then take the ladder just away.
Randomly, you know, pee on your floor because you can't make it to the bathroom in time, you know?
Oh, that's not normal?
Well,
that's college. You know,
just, yeah. That's people who play too much Sims.
Yeah, no shit. So, that's it for stories. We had a lot of stories this week. It was a big day. Like I said on Twitter today, I'm kind of glad that all the big stories broke before we record as opposed to the day after we record, which tends to be what happens.
People were just too eager to be douchey.
They just wanted they wanted us to talk about them. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
All of our stories are going to be invalidated tomorrow before this episode
like,
drops.
GameStop is going to come out and be like, we're going to give away free copies of games now.
It was an industry-wide hoax on us.
We're giving you free copies of Arkham City and a kitten.
Should we post our retraction now then?
Yes. we'll just record the "we're sorry." We got games to talk about though, I think.
We do.
I know I do.
On the positive, you have a big one.
Well, thank you.
A big game.
Oh. Just saying. Yeah.
For those who still can't find the video cast,
I'll take it.
We are all wearing clothes.
I don't care who says it. I'll take it. Yeah, I'm not shy.
Why don't we leave you till last, big guy?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else got anything
Ian?
To talk
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah. I'll kick it off here. So I finally beat Portal 1. So which is funny that Mike brought up the cake as a lie. I finally beat Portal 1. I was on the 19th level. I couldn't figure out the puzzle. And I had to step away for about 2 months. And as soon as I played it, it clicked right away and it is solved in about 2 seconds.
I wonder if I can do that with Max Payne. You know, come back 5 years later and finally beat that level.
Absolutely brilliant game. It's clearly one of those games that's a collection of its parts, a sum of all its parts. I mean, the level design is brilliant, but the actual, like, decor, kind of bland. Like, everything about it, like, you know, as a separate part is not that great. But when you add all the parts together, it's one of the most probably compelling gameplays I've had in a long time. I think the best thing about it, finishing it now, is I started Portal 2 right after I finished Portal 1. Which I think was the greatest way to go into that, from having GLaDOS being that stark kind of monotone but still with harmony voice. Mm-hmm. And thinking Ricky Gervais right away.
Well, it's not Ricky Gervais.
No, it's not. Who is it?
It's he's another British actor, but he's very Ricky Gervais-ish.
Not Carl Blinkerton, is it?
No.
No, it has nothing to do with Ricky Gervais. It's just a guy with a very, very similar
accent.
Everyone
at home is screaming at me right now with the name, so you guys got it. Thank
Stephen
you.
Fry? He's in every video game.
He should be.
John Cleese? I'm just going to name British people. Did you guys, on a side note, did you guys see that really awesome Portal trailer movie that came out today?
Yes. I posted that on
that was cool.
I posted that on our Tumblr.
Yes.
That was really cool.
I think I do think it was really badass that came out after I beat it, too.
Yeah.
they were waiting for you.
Everything kind of came together.
Kind of like they're waiting for us to say, you know, do douchey stuff today.
Yeah. So basically, if you haven't played Portal 1, it's crazy cheap right now, I think. It's only about 3-4 hours of gameplay, but it is some of the most fun I've had recently.
Yeah, I'm still in the middle of it. It's one of those games that every now and then...
How can you be in the middle of it? I beat it in one night.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, you're obscene.
I really like it. I haven't been on my
PC. And I had already played like the first hour at my buddy's place, so...
Yeah. I haven't really...
Once you start finding kind of the cracks in the wall and the stuff behind the test chamber, not to give too much away, you get really compelled to keep digging and seeing what's down there. But it's definitely... You have to get through about 15 levels, I think, to get to that point. You really have to go through a lot of the test chambers, and it's very just puzzly at that point.
There really is that point where it just kind of opens up, and it just becomes, holy crap, this is something different.
Yeah, and then if you can launch straight into Portal 2, I think that's definitely worth it.
Right on.
Pass me your Steam copy.
He already used it.
Oh, can we lend it?
No.
No.
I think I might have one, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll look.
And then on top of that, I dug back into Chrono Trigger. I played about 6 or 7 hours of it on Sunday alone. And that is a fantastic game. I am sorry for all the listeners that haven't played it before this at the age of 28.
It's okay.
Yeah, Jeff is crazy excited for me.
I'm happy. It's my favorite game ever.
I only got through 4 of the endings.
Only 4?
Only 4.
I don't know how many.
I hope to get through one.
There's like 20 some endings in that game, isn't there?
Yeah, but 19 of them are one line of dialogue different. So.
Fair enough.
You pissed on a cat.
I'd have to
Congratulations.
I'd have to pull up my PlayStation version to see how many endings I unlocked on that one. Because that one had it, like a list of endings that you unlocked. Each time you beat the game, it added to that list. So,
Fair enough.
So the guy who we thought was Ricky Gervais is actually a guy named Stephen Merchant.
Oh, okay.
Who is actually a co-writer and co-director of The Office, co-writer, co-director, and co-star of Extras, and a co-host of The Ricky Gervais Show. So
see?
There is some connections
there. Oh, okay. So I'm not completely off base.
No. He's got a very, very similar accent and very, very, God, why very identical delivery style.
It would be the same humor, too. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he's one of the guys on the show.
Yeah, I know. I have the first season. I don't know why I didn't
think
of that.
He's the guy who's not Ricky Gervais or Carl Pilkington.
The third guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's how he wants to be remembered.
It's
going to
be your role here soon. Yes. I'm just going to refer to you as the other guy.
I think that would make you the Carl Pilkington, though.
No. I like Carl.
I'm sure you do. So you're liking Portal? You're liking Portal 2?
I played it just enough, but I really wanted to get into Chrono Trigger after that. So what I did is I played up until I don't want to give anything away. So I played for about a half hour.
I'll say about Portal 2, I finished it, and I'm about probably three quarters of the way through the co-op right now. And J.K. Simmons needs to be in every video game. That's just my rule now. It's like him, Stephen Fry should just be in everything together.
Now, the one thing I will say about Portal 1, at least on the PC, is they have the director's commentary.
Yes. I think it's on the second one, too.
Is it? I played through the first level with that just to see what it was about, and that was absolutely brilliant. Just to see, like, oh, yeah, we decided to put a coffee cup and a radio here so you had some grounding to reality, and it was important to show the portals from this angle, and they explain, like, level design and way more thought than I ever thought would have went into that game just based on where they play stuff, what they're playing, and how they construct the rooms.
Mm-hmm. All of the Valve games have commentary.
Oh, cool.
And I did that with Half-Life 2, and it was amazing. Like, you don't realize, and especially with Half-Life 2, I don't know if they did this with Portal or not, where there'll be times, because you play it, it's basically like another audio track as you're playing the game. It's not like you're just watching stuff happen. Yep. It's not like a behind-the-scenes video. But there are times in Half-Life where it will actually grab you as a player and then kind of reveal stuff in the game. Like, they'll show the grids that the enemies will move on and show how they do their pathing and things like that.
Oh, cool.
It's really kind of cool. And it's I wish more games would do it.
Yeah.
The problem is it wouldn't work with every game. Like, I wouldn't want that with, like, a Chrono Trigger. Like, I don't want to play that again.
No.
You know,
yeah.
It only works on short games.
Well,
but
I think it's like a lot like a DVD director commentary. 99% I don't listen, but the occasional movie I lock into and they get really interesting. It's a great time to listen.
Weirdly enough, I just watched the director's commentary for the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen movie.
I'm a little ashamed to say that.
That is one of those movies that if you listen to them talk, that is a 10 times better movie than it actually was. if you hear the director's commentary, it's not just them being like
we're sorry.
No, the guy was like really positive on it. In fact, there was a couple times he actually got angry when he was mentioning like the critics. Mm-hmm. It was kind of funny.
That's awesome.
But anyway,
I saw that when I was a kid and had no like point of reference to.
See,
you
I
know,
read
internet
it.
Sarcasm or. You know, criticism of movies. I was just like, wow, this is a great movie, and James Bond is in it. And
he has a name, you know.
I'd actually,
Zardoz.
I have seen Zardoz.
Which I'm watching on Netflix. Expires end of August.
The movie is dumb.
Yes, it is. Mike, you play anything?
Yeah, I've been playing a couple things, actually. I don't know if I talked about it last week, but I've been getting through Saints Row.
One or two?
Yeah, I did. Still playing through one. That's right, I did, because I mentioned... stuff that'll be in my when I'm on trial for
that's
stuff
right. Yeah.
About stealing cop cars. But actually, Ian borrowed me Arkham Asylum again, and it's funny because it seems like some of my favorite games I ever play, it's always after the second or third time I try to play them is when I fall in love with them. That was the way with Fallout. I traded that game and picked it up again twice before I like it sunk its teeth into me. This is the third time I've tried to play Arkham Asylum, and I'm, like, hooked. And especially what it is I finally figured out how to be stealthy and not just run into a room. It's like, all right, who wants to fucking fight?
That's how I play that game, where I just run into rooms and start brawling. And once you kind of learn how to swing between the gargoyles and use the gargoyles to rope people up, the game opens up quite a bit.
I mean, it's like we were talking about before the show with it. I mean, it's some of the upgrades you can get now, and I'm starting to, you know, utilize them. I really haven't figured out the combo system that well, but it doesn't really add to the gameplay.
I don't think it matters that much.
No, it gets you more points to upgrade shit faster, but as long as the upgrades aren't quintessential to what happened, you know, to affecting the gameplay, then it just added little bonuses. But yeah, I mean, using the stuff like, you know, batarangs and trying to be devious by using the exploding gel,
yep,
trying to get people to go by it and be like, boom.
That was fun.
That was fun.
That.
But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I'm kind of stuck in a part right now, and I really
you're in the part that, if I can bring up a long lost name, Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
He that was the part he got stuck on too, and I think a lot of people get stuck on it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. So it's the you want to describe the lovely
yeah.
The area
so basically, what it is, I'm in a point right now where there is a couple of guards in the room. There's one guy who's in a control tower. There is two doctors who are in these cages hovering above some just abyss of nothingness. All of the guards have the Joker collars on, and if any of the Joker collars go off, except the guard is not wearing one.
Yep.
If any of the Joker collars go off, the doctors are killed.
I think I rage quit that section probably half a dozen times.
Oh, I'm already sick of hearing Mark Hamill laugh at me at this point. I got to the point where I was just like, nope, fuck it, gonna go back and play football for a while. So I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm really, really trying to not look it up online, but it's getting to a point where
I will admit I think I had a breakdown. That's the only time I went to a fact for that, but I think I had a breakdown at that point.
Yeah.
Or I was gonna break a controller. Yeah. I'm not an angry person either. It just did that to me.
So I'm just trying to, you know, be a little more zenful and get through this part, because I'm really digging the game.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious to know, and nobody spoil it for me, please, if you have any sort of boss fight with either Killer Croc or Poison Ivy. Especially the Killer Croc thing is kind of intriguing from the little cutscenes.
I will say yes on both.
See, because I was a little disappointed when I got to Harley Quinn, when he finally confronted Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn's not a fighter, though.
No, but yeah, you don't even fight, and it's just like, oh.
As long as she's on the screen, I'm happy. Because I gotta say, that outfit, awesome. Awesome.
I don't know, as far as the boss fights in that game, there's an over-reliance on those roided-out bosses.
Bane.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, there's... Later on, there are multiple Banes.
Yeah, you have to fight like four
that's,
at a time.
I kind
of
yeah. was gathering from yeah. the storyline.
Too many of the boss fights are like that, so or mini boss fights.
I think I found the boss fights the least compelling part of that game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember the Killer Croc one being pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
but that was just it was a gimmick.
It was less of a fight and more of just a sequence.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. But we don't want to spoil it for Mike.
Yeah.
No.
The Calendar Man fight, though, that was awesome.
There is no Calendar
Or he's
Man
all like
fight.
Going, Labor Day, Labor Day, Labor Day.
Why is that a fireball?
You don't know. I was thinking
of Sonic Thanksgiving.
There's a lot of grilling.
Yeah, I was thinking of it as throwing a little page a day calendar like Gambit.
Dilbert, yeah. Dilbert, so. Dilbert.
So, yeah.
Fourth of July.
Dilbert is an attack. Anyway.
But yeah, so having a lot of fun with it. It's good times. And by the way, I will admit I did break down and go pick up New Vegas again on Guzix.
Oh, good
I'm,
job,
I'm going to
good
try.
Job.
You have a problem.
One more time. To like
they might
game.
Have fixed
they
some of the bugs now.
Now heads don't rotate. They
mine
just
is,
vibrate.
Mine is traded away. So
I thought you didn't
play
trade
again.
Games anymore.
I borrowed it to my little brother.
Oh.
For him to play.
I have it on Steam, so I can just re-download it whenever.
And
I
borrowed
want,
it
so.
To. I brought him Darksiders,
but which
too.
Is funny
so
because
sorry,
I shouldn't be playing this right now because I'm trying to soldier through a bunch of these games that have sequels coming out in November. And I'm like, that's why I'm trying to simultaneously play Batman Arkham Asylum and Saints Row.
Yeah, you're just
like at the same time on different controllers in different hands.
Yes, I
picture
wish I
in picture.
Yeah. I wish I could do that. I think that would kind of confuse one's brain to go from...
I will say one of the greatest times I had gaming, I was playing Uncharted 2 while watching the league while studying for a final.
Nice.
It was... I had like two TVs in front of me and like a stack of books. I'm like, I'm here all night. Let's cook a pizza.
I did do that with dual screens in college with WoW.
Yeah.
I would have WoW on one screen and then my, you know, constitutional law crap on another screen.
Wow.
No.
I was just good for the picture-in-picture with if you're grinding in an RPG and just watching a movie. in the corner, but you know.
Evan watched porn in the corner.
No.
Makes the grinding harder.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Jeffrey?
I've been playing a little bit of Bastion, more of Oblivion.
Old school. Wow.
Yeah. Well, Bastion's not old school.
It's so last week.
Oblivion. Oblivion is.
It is, yeah. I also picked up Pokemon Black.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were saying that, yeah.
How is it?
Have you ever played a Pokemon game before?
I played Pokemon Blue way back in the day.
This is Pokemon Blue with better graphics. The Pokemon games really have not changed that much over the years. They've gotten a little much better. They cater more towards the fighting, you know, group. The people who are interested in battling other people set. So
it seems
that's a lot of the big upgrades in this version is new capabilities, online leaderboard capabilities, and big team battles sort of stuff. And but it's Pokemon. I don't know if I was jonesing for it, but I just wanted a no-nonsense RPG.
That's because we played the board game.
No, it was before that.
Oh.
So, but we did play the board game last weekend at Evan's place.
Yes. So Pokemon Master Trainer. Oh, yes. Look it up.
I don't know if I could really recommend Pokemon because as an RPG to an older set like this, it's very bare bones, old school. What they do so well is limiting the move set so that you have to really think about what moves you're going to give your Pokemon and having a wide range of like plus minuses for different affinities is what I'm looking for. So like a lot of different fire and grass and fighting and rock, and there's all these different interactions between the different types of Pokemon. So the main crux of the game is sort of like a collectible card game in that you're thinking a lot about your team and your, you know, fighting deck. So
I know it's like child crack too, because I have an 8-year-old nephew who plays that thing nonstop.
It sort of is, because, you know, there's a lot of like the got to catch them all. I mean, yeah. That was the tagline of the entire franchise. So, and it's very apt. I mean, basically you have a list and there's all these empty spaces in the list. And if you just work a little bit harder, you can fill those spaces in and find your friends who have to buy the other version of the game so they can fill in this different set of spaces. And then you can trade.
So do I have to get Pokemon White then?
No, I'm not really. I will probably stop playing this within a few weeks.
Racist.
I played like Red or Blue or something on an emulator years and years and years ago.
You can't get them on emulators anymore, which makes me sad.
You can't?
No. Nintendo yanked, like, basically went out and was like, any emulator service we find with our shit, we are going to bring the hammer on you.
They should tell the Android store, because I've found about 4 of them. Uh-huh. So, not that I care.
But now you've ruined it.
I thought I have an emulator that still runs Game Boy games.
Well, yeah, you have the emulator and you have the ROM, so you're
golden.
I'm talking if you want to get them now.
You mean for, like, iOS or for...
No, like, I just tried to get them for the computer.
Oh.
And I could not find them anymore. Yeah.
I'm not surprised because it's technically illegal, but...
Yeah, you have to dig a little...
Yeah,
you have to
damn them, Nintendo.
But you can find them on torrents. So you can find a torrent that's, like, every... American and Japanese and
now
European.
Kids,
every game ever made.
Now, kids, we should point out this is illegal.
Yeah, don't do like Jeff says.
I don't have a Wii that has all those on there, and I don't have an arcade machine that has that on there. So both of those are illegal.
Yes. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, kid.
Evan, you have the big rockin'...
Why,
new
thank you.
Game
oh,
this week.
We're talking about the game, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes. You're the one who's playing the game that's actually current and
it's
just got released yesterday.
That's true.
So.
Yeah. That is true. I did get Deus Ex Human Revolution.
What's Deus Ex?
It is a game that we're going to talk about.
It's an independent game, right?
Yes.
Downloadable.
I downloaded it.
It's
so
downloadable,
yes, it
like
downloadable.
It's like on PSN and Xbox Live Arcade.
Yes.
Okay.
I got it on Steam. I preloaded it, which I've never done for a game before. And it is a gateway to madness because you have the game and you just can't play it. And it just sits there
mocking
you.
There's a little timer telling you how long until you have.
It's just mocking you. But yeah, I picked it up.
Why do they do that?
Because why do they do what?
1201 on
the
release date.
Give you the game before the game is actually...
So that, yeah, come midnight,
well,
their servers don't
explode. Yeah, it's a server load thing.
Yeah, they do that so they can kind of space it out over several days.
Yeah, plus if you're crazy excited, you don't want to wait 3 hours for a download. Yeah, you want to play now.
Exactly. So it's like you don't want 40, 50,000 people.
It's kind of win-win for both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
why PC, not console?
Why PC? It's first-person shooter.
Okay.
And for me, that's that. My PC is my first-person shooter machine. I have a few specific genres that I will play.
I thought it was your naked lady machine.
That is also true, but they don't have those on Steam. So I got to find other uses for it. There's a few specific franchises.
You just haven't played The Witcher
2 then, haven't you? I've been playing the first Witcher, actually. I was playing that up until Deus Ex came out. There's a few franchises that have franchises and genres that are only PC for me. First-person shooters, strategy games, anything like that is going to be PC only. So this was always going to be a PC game for me. And it's really good. Like, stupidly good. I have not gotten too far in it. I'm about 4 hours in, which on a normal person would be fairly far along. I hate myself. This game will take me a long time to finish. Because
are you still in the training level?
No, the training level took me an hour and a half.
Oh, Jesus.
Because there's...
You have to crack open every box and...
No, I'm not quite that bad. Although sometimes. But it all comes down to those fucking achievements.
You just hear him breaking down in tears.
This is me weeping as I'm closing the vein off right here. There's an achievement for finishing the game on the highest difficulty level, so I'm doing that. There's an achievement for going through the game without killing anybody. I'm doing that. You have any idea how hard it is to get through a level without killing anybody?
I have a hard time getting through a day without killing anybody, no much less a long video game.
And you also get a bonus if you can finish an area without anybody seeing you, period.
Jesus.
So I've actually gotten... I'm like two missions into it at this point. So the story really hasn't even started yet.
I'm going to do the opposite of everything you just said when I get this game.
As you should.
Yeah.
You're just going to run into rooms and be like, who wants to fuck with
this
me?
This is one of Evan's neuroses that we've just learned to accept and ignore.
Yeah, it's as stealth... The whole time I'm playing it, too, especially...
If there is an achievement for a higher difficulty level, Evan is forced
and this is,
to play it on that higher difficulty level.
And they're not kidding. Like, the highest difficulty
what do you
level...
Do? What do you do for games where you have to unlock the higher difficulty level?
I don't play them.
Yeah?
No. Well, I play them, but I don't care. It's we've talked about this before. My neuroses against replaying stuff. Like, there's an achievement in this for getting all of the endings. I probably
you're not going to do that.
I probably
won't
do that unless it's like the first Deus Ex
where it's just a choice at the end of the game.
Choice at the end of the game. Then I might do it because I did do that for the first one, so I could see all the endings. But in this case,
if it's like BioShock where you have to fundamentally play differently.
Yeah, fuck it. I just pick one and stick with it. And the whole time I'm playing this, I'm thinking about, Mike, you playing Arkham Asylum. Because, like, at the highest difficulty level, two bullets and you're dead. So basically, if you're seen, you're dead. And so that makes stealth really important. if all of you have, like I do, is a tranquilizer gun. So
I wish I had one of those.
Yeah, so I realize I'm full. Well, this is like a rifle, so...
Even better.
Does it shoot like tranquilizer bullets?
Yeah, like tranquilizer darts.
Oh my god, I'd have too much fun with that.
But it's a lot of fun. It's they continue with the Deus Ex ideas of not great voice acting, disgusting looking people. Like all of them,
so like
all
the
of them,
show.
All of them look like they fell off of a truck, like so, right before they got on.
Screen. All the like ads the on like Escapist today are all just the main character's face, like really close up, like,
yeah,
porous.
He, yeah,
and
he looks good. He looks fine.
I don't know. I was gonna say that he already looks a little like weirdo with the goatee and the eye things.
I just rescued a hostage. She looks like she was stung by a horde of bees right before I got there. Yeah, it was like just ugly people. Graphically, like art style wise, it's very nice. It's very that kind of cyberpunk, Blade Runner kind of style to it. It's set in like 2035 or 2037, so it's future-ish, but not like super crazy. When you accept the whole cyber people thing, but
I accept them and Daleks.
Oh, good. They seem to borrow a lot from Shadowrun. Like, there's a whole new hacking mechanic, and a lot of the iconography is classic Shadowrun. And there's other kind of weird little references to old school Shadowrun stuff, which very few people will get, but I appreciate it. There's a lot going on, and Deus Ex was always one of those games where there was always just a shit ton going on. There's a lot of side references and little messages here that reference other things, and you never get the impression that you understand everything that is going on, which totally makes sense given that world, because it's all about conspiracies and stuff like that. So I dig that.
It's kind of like a like life.
Exactly. Except where you crawl around vents in your office.
You don't do that?
I try not to.
I usually try to do that to avoid work. So I just crawl in the vents, hang out there for a while.
Not a bad idea. Yeah. Not a bad idea. But I'm having a lot of fun with it, and it's I'm looking forward to doing more with it. If you played the original Deus Ex, the first one, it's like that with better graphics.
Now, I heard this is a prequel in the storyline. Is that accurate, or...?
It is, and it isn't. It's... I'm trying to remember the exact...
Or that you I'm trying to remember play the exact, this without having really played...
That is true. You don't have to play any of the first two games to know anything about what's going on.
No one should have to play the second game.
That is also true. But it is kind of a prequel because some of the events that sparked off the events in the first one, some of those are what people are talking about now. Like, there's this whole kind of human augmentation law kind of being discussed by the UN and all that stuff. And that was what kind of started the events in the first game. They're just kind of leading up to those discussions.
Human augmentation.
Yes.
Cyborgs.
So the big thing is you get experience points for doing stuff, and then those you feed into implants. So running, jumping, hacking, shooting, just any sort of bonus thing. There isn't, like, in the first game there are some really weird ones, like really weird implants, like, oh, pull your eyeball out and it becomes a spy camera that will fly around. They don't really have that in this. They're a little more personal. I think the weirdest one is the Typhoon, which is basically just shoots ball bearings out of you.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a 10-inch penis.
No. Well. Why would there be a Typhoon?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it
does
be
it
a Typhoon?
Does it spin as well? Like, then don't answer that. But I'll talk about it more next week. I haven't had a whole lot of... Yeah, just don't. Just we're moving on. I'll talk more about it next week when I get some time with it. I haven't had a whole lot of time. Like I said, I'm only about 3 hours into it. Which isn't a lot for this. Apparently, it's a very huge game, so I'm looking forward to playing it some more. I will say the controls, at least on the PC, seem a little swimmy to me. It's not as precise as I want. It might be just a sensitivity thing that I haven't played enough with yet, but it seems a little kind of... But, I had that problem with Bioshock 2 as well, so I think it might be just me. I'm just not used to it because I suck. So,
fair enough.
But yes, we'll definitely talk about more of that next week, so... We're already a robust show, and we still got a bunch to talk about. I do want to mention this weekend at the University of Minnesota at the Science... Oh, shit. It's STSS is the building. It's like the Science Teaching Class something.
Yeah, it's the old Science Classroom building. They tore it down, rebuilt something. It's right across from the Wiseman.
Yep. That is playing host to Slumberland, which is a big all-night LAN party event. Put on by Tapone Gaming, the University of Minnesota Gaming Club. It will likely sell out already, but you can still buy tickets to it, even if you're not a member. They do sell. It's a higher rate. I don't have the prices in front of me, but it's not terrible. But you should get a membership anyway because it gives you access to all of the Tapone events, including monthly events at the Microsoft Store in the Mall of America. But the event itself, Slumberland. Or Slumberland, I gotta be very
clear. That's where I bought my bed, was Slumberland.
No,
so.
No, there'll be no beds involved. There will be unlimited NOS, though, which I think is kind of funny. NOS is one of the sponsors of the event, as are we. But yeah, they got a ton of events. They got a big StarCraft tournament they're going to be doing. Smash is going to be there. I know they were doing Marvel vs. Capcom. Just a ton of games will be there. It's goes from 7 p.m. on Friday to 8 a.m. the next morning. And it should be a very good time. We'll be there providing some of the streaming for them. We'll be doing some of the commentary, which is going to be hilarious because I don't know anything about most of those games. Because they're competitive and I suck at those.
Look at that red thing. It's shooting the blue thing. Oh, my God.
That's awesome. They are apparently getting a professional StarCraft play-by-play guy just for StarCraft, which is going to be entertaining in and of itself. But it should be a good time. We'll have links to it in the show notes as well as on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. But if you are in the area, you want to come down, say hi. It's free to say hi because we'll be outside as well. But if you want to compete, there is a fee for it. But they're really cool people. Ava and Nick, they're two of the founders of the events. Very, very cool people. It's a very cool club. I wish it had been around when I was in the U of M.
We should have started that.
We should have.
What the hell is our
problem? We aren't nearly as organized as
we
these
lack
people
foresight.
Are. Yeah, that's true.
Yep. We barely had enough time getting a radio show going.
And that science building is awesome. Like it looks like an airport. It's pretty cool.
Airports are not awesome.
No.
Compared to some of the classroom buildings there, yeah, they look pretty awesome. And if you want to do a LAN event, this is the place to do it. It's pretty exciting stuff. So come on down again. It's 7 p.m. on Friday, August 25th. So it's this Friday. And various Yet Another Gaming Show people will be in attendance for the goodly portion of the proceedings. So come on down and say hi for that. There, I got the plug there.
Yay.
Yay.
We also want to mention Extra Life.
We can. You want to talk about that, Mike?
Yes.
Deneen?
So we are also doing a thing for Extra Life. That's going to be coming up the first weekend in October for us. We're going to be doing a whole whopping week early, but we are going to be doing a 24-hour gaming marathon along with many, many other people to raise money for the Children's Hospital Miracle Network. And you can find links to that in the show notes as well as how you can donate to our page. You have to donate to the host individually. I won't hold it against you. If you donate to any other scrubs, I will just hate you forever.
So remember, pick your favorite host.
Mm-hmm.
This is a popularity
which
contest.
Which is going to be me.
There may be a prize / penalty based on which host gets the most or least money.
I am not drinking a jar of pickle
I should
juice.
Actually start... like telling people about this.
Well, we're really going to start pushing it in September. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of hesitant on it just because we want to do the Slumberland stuff, and we're still kind of nailing some stuff down with Games
but
and Go, who's going
to
be helping us out with it as well.
Just wanted to quick mention regardless.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. It's worth mentioning.
So, yeah, so you can totally donate on there. You know, any amount is cool. Not going to be like the crazy guy who came into my door the other day and be like, $60.
Is that all he said? He just ran up
no.
to
$60.
No, I swear to God. Because
if that works, I'll try that.
Yeah. I swear to God, the other day it was like canvassing / door-to-door salesman day. I had three fucking people come to my door.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but yeah, totally should check that
it's
out.
It's for a good cause. It's for the kids.
Yep,
it's for
the
kids.
And you get to watch all, you know, you get to hear us go into madness, at least me.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good time. Mike will be laying on the floor, and I'll be pouring Red Bull in his mouth.
It is. Because I'm not going to lie. The 24-hour straight thing is going to... It's going to be...
We'll let you take a cat nap. But two hours max.
So now you're Mike Deed. Is Lasty Stanford Diva?
Yes. A little bit.
Dingus. But anyway. Also, big thanks to Jeff for coming on.
Thank you, Evan.
That it? That's all I got?
Yeah. Why? I was being polite. I was saying thank you.
Well, I was mentioning...
I appreciate
being invited
on the show when one of your regular hosts can't make it.
Do you want to mention like the Twitter or the Facebook or anything like that?
That's kind of your bag.
Oh, thank you.
Just in my boat, he doesn't have copy yet.
Yeah, no one's got copy.
I actually got a story for the first time today.
You did?
And I've been working on the show for a year and a half and subbing for...
Almost a year and a half.
Yeah. So... Well, thank you, nonetheless, for coming on. And also thanks to Ian for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Really? Well, be a dick about it.
Yeah. thanks, Jagoff. All right.
Douchebag.
Don't do drugs. Read a map. I don't know.
That's like the worst youth
I believe
ad campaign ever. Don't do drugs. Read a map.
Who the fuck reads maps anymore? I believe we're on Twitter at YAGSFPG.
That's true.
And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/yetanothergamingshow.
Yes.
And we're on Tumblr.
And we have a Tumblr, but I don't know the exact address of that.
Ian, do you know this one?
I'm going to fail.
No, that's actually incorrect.
Yetanothergamingshow.
Awfuckimgonnafail.com was the answer we were looking for.
It's yetanothergamingshow.tumblr.com.
Oh, is it really that? Because that's really easy.
Yeah, that's really easy.
Yeah.
That's insanely easy to remember.
Yes.
I can't believe I didn't remember it.
I pay attention.
It's all right.
So
the listeners,
yetanothergamingshow.tumblr.com.
Yes.
Mm. Awesome.
And all of that stuff will be available on our website, fantasypantsgangsters.com. In the show notes, we'll have links to all that stuff, including the stuff for Slumberland and for Extra Life as it draws ever near. Again, check out Tepwn Gaming, TEHPWN Gaming.com, for information on Slumberland. And they're also looking for members and for officers. So if you're a U of M student, you're coming in, you're starting up at the U this year, or you're coming back and you like the video games, join it up. It's I think it's like $25 a year.
It's like three or four Chipotle burritos these days.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
And before Evan forgets to not mention it, I'm also going to thank myself for being on the show, by the way.
You had your chance, and then that was when you were talking about Extra Life.
Oh, you didn't thank me or anything.
Well, it's because you were in Extra Life promo mode.
Whatever. I was also
really don't want you
thank
here
you.
Anyway.
Mike, oh, thank you.
You know what? I appreciate it, Evan.
Damn it! That's right. Do nothing and get the credit, baby.
Mike,
that's why they call
me. You're dead to me.
That's why they call me the Pants Commander, right there, baby.
I also wanted to mention, by the way, quick, because Ashley's not here. Check out the store, buy stuff,
shirts,
Palin, especially Palin Bachman things. You really want to check those out. Those are awesome.
And we will have some of our shirts at Slumberland for sale as well.
Yay!
So. Cool.
On
Can we
mattresses?
Get a T-shirt cannon?
Not at mattresses, and no T-shirt cannon. They don't let me bring the T-shirt cannon.
Damn it. I
want one of those so bad. Yeah. I'd kill a cat though. I'd be playing with it. I'd be playing with it in the living room, and yeah, it'd go off. And I've shot McCavity when I got my Nerf the Vulcan, the auto turret. I'm sorry.
You horrible bastard!
It was an accident. It was an accident.
No, the gun has a murder end for a reason. You pointed at things.
It went off.
Yeah.
I mean, it went off when I was cleaning it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the excuse they always use?
No. Gun safety, it's important.
That's right. All right.
Remember, kids, don't do drugs, read a map, and go to a gun safety class.
That's your weekend plans brought to you by Yet Another Gaming Show. Mike has...
Breathe, Mike, breathe.
So Mike wants to remind you to go to shop.fancypantsgangsters.com.
Yeah.
Is that the right URL?
I think that's
all
what
right.
He's going for.
That's what he wants. He wants you to buy a couple T-shirts. I think there's like a King Koopa one and a Palin Bachman one.
There is.
So a lot of good stuff there.
Very good. So, and again, congratulations to Ashley and Cole for your newly crowned engagement. Is it crowned? I don't know. I've stopped caring. Thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Shoot yourself in the foot to make your armor look more attractive.